Good evening, faculty, family, friends, guests, and fellow classmates. We have been looking forward to this day for as long as we can remember. Not because we knew we would get to wear these tremendously flattering robes or really cool hats. No, we have been looking forward to this day because of what it signifies. As we toss off our caps today, we will be tossing off all of the comforts that come with being a high school student. We will be the ones responsible for our own success and happiness. And honestly, I think I speak for all of us when I say that is both terrifying and exhilarating. Dr. Seuss once said, "You have brains in your head, you have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. You are on your own, and you know what you know, and you are the one who will decide where you go." When I look at all of you, I see people that will serve our country and join our workforce. I see educators, healthcare professionals, businessmen, entrepreneurs, and so many more great contributors to society. But most importantly, I see my friends, the class of 2015, a class that no matter where they decide to go, will accomplish great things. We have shared many great memories with each other over the years, like fighting over the best napping spots in kindergarten, or getting married in the wooden house on the elementary school playground. Together, we would count down the days until Halloween each year, eager to pass the witch's broomstick in Miss Reeves' music class, or to go through Miss Cornish's amazing obstacle course. And we cheered one another on as each of us climbed to the top of the rope in PE class, or as each of us tried to climb to the top. As we entered junior high and high school, some of our classmates moved away, and many more joined us. So we created new memories together as a class of 2015. I will look fondly back on the times we spent at Tanea's house together, where we gathered with full intentions of building our float, but somehow always ended up playing football or other games instead. We struggled endlessly with creating and performing our class dance at homecoming each year, because like me, many of us are musically challenged and made even Courtney's easiest choreography look bad. However, despite some of us lacking the proper dance skills, we came together this year to accomplish our goal, which was to be our rival, the overachieving junior class, at all of the homecoming games. And I think we can all agree that finally beating the juniors and holding up that spirit stick together might just be the greatest class memory of all. Seniors, as we look so fondly back on our past together, I hope you all remember how important it is to see the light and laughter that every situation holds. Like Dr. Seuss said, you can steer any direction you choose. So as our lives lead us in all directions, I would like you all to remember this quote by Mark Twain above all else. 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the ones you did do. So throw off the bow lines, sail away from safe harbor, catch the trade winds in your sails, explore, dream, discover. I would like to thank Miss June and the rest of the school faculty for the countless hours you have spent preparing us for our futures, the community of Pawhuska for watching us grow and mature throughout the years, and for cheering us on during the process. Most importantly, I would like to thank our family and friends for standing by our side during this amazing journey. Our class motto states that life begins where the blacktop ends. Classmates, this day signifies the end of our blacktop. Go begin the life you have always imagined. Congratulations, class of 2015. We did it.